You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Fucking around too much and now I'm dizzy and unable to get my headphones on. What is up, Curtis? Welcome. We're back.
Oh, this motherfucker right here. He come home from Japan.
Yeah.
He's come home to us.
He has.
Fans.
Yes. And then he kind of left again briefly. He returned to Perth and then within a week was in South Australia, but then now he's back in the good old West, the Wiggity West.
He's back in time. Back in time from Japan, from the East to the wild, wild West.
Yeah, yeah.
A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness.
Yes.
And he's here. Yeah, he's here for the state. Speaking of states, the state of the NJPW Union.
That's it. Crowned just today by you.
What is the NJPW vibe check, Rafe? Go.
Positive. I'm feeling good about
very
it.
Very positive.
I'm feeling
very, very positive vibe.
They're making the most of everything they've got. They're trying real hard. They're throwing everything at the wall. You know, people have been talking about attendances being slightly down and shit like that. Nothing happens overnight. You know what I mean? You've got to build things and you've got to stick it out and you've got to commit to those plans. And I think everything we're seeing is really positive. And I think we can agree that the last few shows have been pretty fucking awesome. And Power Struggle, especially, they were making moves. And we're
King of Pro Wrestling was great.
Yeah.
Fucking Royal Quest was great. Power Struggle was great. Like, yeah,
absolutely.
Things are happening.
There's a lot going on, and we're officially like well and truly on the road to Wrestle Kingdom now. That was essentially kind of like one of the last major stops. We're going to go through Tag League. There'll be some, and then we're there. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm feeling good about it, man. I'm looking forward to. I think Power Struggle we'll go into with a little bit more detail. You and Ryan already touched base on King of Pro Wrestling and everything like that, and Royal Quest went in detail. I listened to those on the plane. I may have fallen asleep a couple of times, but that was nothing to do with you. That was due to pure exhaustion. But everything I heard was really enjoyable. mate,
we did it for you.
Keeping me awake on a like anywhere when I'm sitting stationary. I'm like a shark, brother. I'm dead.
Oh, the hum. It's the hum.
I wear my noise cancellings as well, and I just zone. So, but I really enjoyed what I heard. I heard the shots at me as well, the wrist-breaking jokes, fine because it's easy to talk shit when you haven't fucking rehabbed yourself from a broken individual back to a fucking man in 5 months. This fucking unbreakable. So me and Jason at work were talking today. He's like, "How are you feeling around showers now? Nervous?" I'm like, "This bad boy's unbreakable now. It's titanium. I'm not worried." He's like, "What about the other guy?" I'm like, "Oh, he's quivering. He's a little bit worried." And then we were saying,
scared.
"You know who this is? This is Unbreakable, and this is Mr. Glass right here. This is fucking Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson. So which one do you want? Fucking, they're coming. The Lex Express.
Can you do a thing?
Like, for,
the Lex Express. Yeah.
I'm doing it all." Or the nothing.
Man.
Yeah. So either way, at this stage, if it did go, I wouldn't even be sad because it's just going to make me even more dangerous. So, but
even more dangerous.
Amy really worries about it. And I'm like, I went 42 years of life never fucking breaking a bone in an arm. Once it happened, that doesn't mean I'm fucking made of candy. I landed on it very badly and it was very bad, but fuck, I'm still unbreakable, bro.
So, how many bones have you broken since you and she have been together?
So since we've been together, entire relationship, I once did a fracture on my ankle. Yeah. Because I was literally, and everyone's like, well, that's fucking two. A, we've been together for like 15 plus years. B, my job was to walk every single day, like 8 hours a day reading meters and stuff like that. So your risk of that kind of thing is a lot fucking higher. The same as if you drive for a living, there's a lot more chance of a speeding fine or a car accident, right? And I just came off a wall into boggy sand. And, you know, it looked fine, but it wasn't, and I kind of janked it.
Scared
but
by a snake, I understand.
I do not get scared of snakes. Actually, I do get scared of snakes, but I'm used to them in Australia. I wouldn't, like, I would just be like, there's a snake.
Oh, I'd fucking die.
No,
I'd have a goddamn heart attack.
I would move, but I'm not living in fear. But what it was is a perfect fracture on the actual heel itself. Didn't need surgery or anything like that. It was just in a cast, had to be like immobile for a bit, and then I just had to rehab it and walk again. So that's just fine. So really only the wrist, but the wrist was both bones. So I guess two and a fracture, two and a half, we'll call it.
One broken wrist.
One broken wrist. One time I needed surgery. Yeah. And
in 15 years. So you can count it down for her. You can just be like, okay, hon, we've been together over 15 years.
Yeah.
I've broken one bone majorly.
Yeah.
You've got another 14 and a half years before you got to worry about
the next one. Don't worry about it. But she does worry about it because I'm incredibly accident prone and have terrible spatial awareness. So I'm bumping into shit all the time. And my dog's the same.
You're
it's
not
constantly
standing
banging
on a stage while other people are doing fucking death matches around you.
Mm. Or playing in a band and like swinging my bass around my body or hitting fans and things like that. But I fucking did the damn thing, man. I feel very proud of it. So, yeah, there you go.
I'm very proud of you
Thank
as well.
Thank you, man.
I think now that you're half robot, we can conquer the earth.
Just crush the fucking human skull with this. But, yeah, I'm feeling super positive about it, and I'm feeling super positive about New Japan. I'm kind of feeling super positive about life, to be honest. I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, I'm glad someone is. Thank you
very
much.
Got in the gym this morning, your boy in the gym. So, I'm fucking becoming a weapon. Yeah. Well, I just want to keep drinking the amount I do, and that can't happen without.
Yeah, that's a thing. But you'll probably be able to drink more if you start.
That's what I thought. Then it fucking turned it into weapon fuel. So,
weapon fuel.
Yeah, that's
a fuel tank for a whoop ass machine.
That's exactly right. So, I guess one quick thing before we just jump into like breaking down what we want to talk about and things like that, we got to do a congratulations. Congratulations to friend of the show, former co-host at one time, Michael Richards, man, New Japan,
Michael Richards.
New Japan Dojo, Fale Dojo graduate. He just finished 2024 as the inaugural Aotearoa Wrestling Anzac champion. Good one, man. He's turned himself into a fucking weapon.
That kid is cut as fuck, dude. Oh my God. Like,
when we spoke to him, he was like getting on it. Like, and he was always a million times better shape than me, but he was like really stepping it up. And now it's like, yo, this dude has fucking. Talk about the mind power, right? Like, if nobody's listened to our interview with Michael Richards, go back and listen to it, because this is a man who he was like in that dojo forever. And this is also the man that like went to Japan and fucking essentially got fucking chewed out and told to go away. You know what I mean? And he kept pushing. And now he's just out there on his own. We don't see him fucking, you do see him like on the Australian New Japan stuff. We haven't seen him in New Japan, but he hasn't let it stop him from pursuing wrestling, getting in the best shape of his life, like just out there doing the damn thing on the independents. It's like, I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm going to fucking go get it. So
there's no quit in Michael Richards.
Nah.
You can't kill Michael Richards.
No, you motherfuckers. So yeah, good on him. I love it. I love it.
Big congrats, bro. So now let's get into New Japan proper. Let's talk a little bit about the Best of Super Juniors Tag League. Super Junior Tag League, sorry, not Best of Super Juniors.
Yeah.
Velocity's coming over, making their way over.
So pumped on that.
Catch 2-2, you know, looked really good. Akira has just come leaps and bounds with the things that he's able to accomplish as far as getting the crowd on his side.
Did
like,
I tell you I saw
so
him?
Good.
So I didn't chat to him, but I saw him in Japan. So at the Fighting Detective show, he was just there. Homie was looking jacked. He was just, I think he was there on his own or with a couple of friends. Like, he wasn't wrestling, but he was just like there. I kind of saw him in the crowd or whatever. And I was like, homie is looking fucking stacked.
Buff. Right
there. Yeah, 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 absolutely. In a white tee, wearing the hell out of that extra schmedium. So, yeah.
Extra schmedium.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, he's looking great. I think that he's about to take a big step up. Yeah. You know, you had...
So he should.
You had the, like I said, the Velocities, Catch 2-2. You had fucking the Ichiban Sweet Boys, of course, winning the damn thing.
Love to see it.
Doing what it takes.
TMDK just ruling the absolute world at the moment. Love to see it.
It is like the TMDK era.
Yeah, right, and now, as well it should be. So that's awesome, which justifies me buying fucking nearly every design they had in stock at the New Japan store. I got the Young Punks kind of orange circle design. I got the... Japanese Young Punk shirt. I got Robbie Eagles Limb Reaper, shout out Josh, shirt. Like, yeah, fucking got some good stuff, man.
Nice. Did you get the front man shirt?
I did not get the front man shirt.
I got the front man shirt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That
was, yeah, that's a good one.
Is that the one that's like, it's the art kind of face?
Looks like an album art.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, no, they didn't have... When you buy shirts in Japan, you need to be very sure of the sizing. You know what I mean? Yes. So it did. I was very lucky this time in that they did have a lot of sizes that I would actually wear. But in some designs, it's just not on the cards. You know what I mean?
Fair.
And it shows you all the sizes they do. And sometimes in a certain shirt, they just don't do it. They're like, homie, this goes to large. And I'm like, brother, in Japanese sizing, I'm going to need XL to 2XL. Yeah. Minimum for me to be happy in this thing because I like to wear like a big long shirt. I like to roll the sleeves. I like it to be a long take.
I have a 2XL basketball shorts, gym shorts from Soul Sport, and they fit me like boxers. It's just like boxer briefs.
I wear, you know, the tracksuits we've got, I wear the 3X in that because I want it to be like a big enough jacket that I can put it over a hoodie or over like a coat or something like that. So I always get the
biggest
one. When
you see like someone like Fale wearing one of those, what do you think? Is it like 9X?
He's would be custom, eh? His would straight up be.
You had to get it tailored.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, he's got the pull for that. Absolutely. Yeah. But, yeah, absolutely.
The vibe check for the Super Junior Tag League. I wish it was longer. It felt like it went over
for 2 seconds. I feel like I missed it. Like I saw a couple of little things, but I was away so much that I was like, can't wait to get back and catch up on. And it was over. Like I was looking at Robbie holding a trophy, and I was like, oh, well, fuck. Okay, it's happened.
Yeah,
like it's all over. But it was really good to see it, and then it was really good to still see. Velocities hanging around for like Power Struggle, like coming out in the opening tag and things like that. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. So let's start breaking down some Power Struggle. Let's talk through that. Mm-hmm. Do you have the match listing in front of you?
I do, but I put my New Japan app in Japanese and I don't know how to get it back out. So if I get any of the names wrong or anything like that, or can't remember who people are, you're going to have to help me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No problem. I can do that.
So... let's go through Power Struggle because that was really where the most of everything has happened. Then we'll touch on Tag League and talk about Wrestle Kingdom. So opens up with a tag, and it's Yo, Ninja Mac, and the DKC, or the Dick, as my wife likes to call him. And then just because when she read it on a post, she was like, is that guy called the Dick? And I was like, it's DKC. And she was like, oh.
Come on, darling.
And then versing Tiger Mask, Captain Suicida, and is it Marashima, the young lion?
Shomakato.
Shomakato Marashima?
Shomakato. Marashima came out during the next match.
That's it. He was in the War Dogs match. Yep. You were right. Yep. Mixing them up. Sorry. This was fun. I mean, how much detail can you go into with opening tags? I will say that I hadn't really seen anything from Captain Suicida. I hadn't paid attention to anything he was doing. I thought he looked like a real cutie, and I liked his mask, and he made me happy to see him. I thought he's coming out in the
big, like, Aztec headdress.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking sick.
Exactly. It looked like something from Lucha Underground. It was sick.
It was so cool. Mm-hmm. Also, more Ninja Mac, please, all the time. Mm-hmm. And so you got to see a little bit of Yo coming out there, like, you know, see how he's rehabbing.
How's he doing?
He seems to be working his way up from, like, absolutely nothing again.
Yeah, it's probably by choice.
He's coming out in the fucking pre-show match.
Yeah, if you listen to WeWork Stiff, which I know you do, they love talking about Yo. They won't shut up about him, in fact. But they think he's a bit of a tortured artist and he loves to do all these things. And apparently he announced his return, like, not even on the card, just, like, got in the ring while people were setting up. And so, you know, it's absolutely on brand for whatever the fuck Yo's doing. Wild. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start with the show proper. We had a big 10-man tag team. We
got one note to touch on. Everybody's been talking about it, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it. After the match, Ninja Mac has a phone call, and he's talking to, like, a master, and he's like, DKC and I are doing really well, but when you get here, it'll be great. Who do you think it is?
Oh,
if anybody, gun to your head. This gun right here.
Get the Super J-Cast branded weapon.
Gun
to the earth. Who is it going to be? Andre Iguodala. No, I have no idea. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if maybe it's something from,
a Noah somebody?
LA Dojo. Could it be someone from Noah? Could it be, a thing for January 5th with crossover with the AEW? Like, it could be so many things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm kind of hoping it's somebody from Noah. That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Get a little bit more Noah representation. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of fun people in Noah.
Yeah.
That just, like, there's not enough to fill an entire roster, unfortunately. Yeah, yeah. So I hope it's someone from Noah.
Yeah, I think WeWork Steph suggested Mike Bailey, and
oh my God, give me!
I think there's nothing to substantiate that. This isn't me. This isn't me. Yeah, I think that's kind of the vibe they want to see. They want to see the three ninjas is what they're calling for.
Oh, the three ninjas! Yeah. Yes. Colton Tum Tum.
Yeah, that's what they're calling for. They're calling for it. So let's see how on the pulse they are. And they're usually pretty fucking dead on. So that could be a thing. We'll have to see.
I love that. Approved.
Approved. Approved by Mike Bailey. Hear that, New Japan? WeWork Stiff's booking approved by Ichiban Sweetcast. So we'd love to see it. All right. You were doing the lineup for the next one. But yeah.
10-man tag team match to kick off the show. Yep. Like, I love a fucking wild ass junior heavyweight match to kick off a show like chaos, this. Yeah. So we had the Bullet Club featuring Gabe Kidd, Clark Connors, Drilla Maloney, the newest member of Bullet Club, Robbie X, and Bone Soldier Taiji Ishimori, and they win over Kevin Knight and Kushida, Marishima, the young lion.
Got murdered.
The velocities.
Absolutely murdered that young lion.
Absolutely just fucking.
Don't know what his tag team partners were doing. I guess having a fucking nap as he took every single finisher that the Bullet Club had to offer.
So velocities, I think, really impressed during the Super Junior Tag League. Super impressive during this match as well. Like, they got a lot of really good crowd response. I think the crowd knowing that, you know, that Marishima was just about to get absolutely, like, clobbered, just handled, the gasps and stuff. Like, when they went for the Drilla Killer, the gasp, the young ladies, oh my God,
that's the game over. And then if that wasn't bad enough, then Gabe Kidd picks him up and fucking pile drives him through the mat as well. After taking everything, I've got a couple of notes about this match real quick. Let's start with Drilla Maloney. That man's tan is so dark right now. He doesn't look like he's a character that's been unlocked yet. He's an unplayable character, as it stands. When you see him with that lineup of dudes, you're like, oh, I guess I've still got a few more fights to have before.
I got two more levels.
Before I can see who the fuck this is. That man is taking tanning to a whole new level, and I am here for it. Oh, he's an absolute weapon, eh? Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude. Drilla is the man. If they're building towards this open weight division like you keep talking about, he'd be a fucking good one, man. A real good one.
He would be great. And it is interesting when they do things like that, because you'll notice that when they run through all the finishes, they sort of do them in, like, seniority kind of thing, or at least popularity. You know, it starts with him and then goes to him and then blah, blah. And Drilla was second last before Gabe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. That's a thing. So that is a thing.
Could you see Drilla as a Bullet Club leader in the future?
Absolutely. Lead his own faction. I could see him as fucking heavyweight champion. You know what I mean? Like, him as a junior is an actual fucking joke. It's like Shingo level joke. Like,
yeah, where, Shingo Jr. fucking.
Yeah, and he's ridiculous. Great at it. I'm not in like a hurry to split those war dogs up. I think they're great together, but he absolutely has fucking rock star written all over him. Like,
I wonder if when they eventually turn Gabe like a face, yeah, pull him out of Bullet Club. Maybe it's instead of Gabe stepping up to Finley, it's Drilla stepping up to Finley.
Mm, yeah, maybe. We'll have to see what comes. But yeah, I just hope he doesn't get fucking stolen or anything like that. There's a pretty good chance he won't, in that, like, I saw him post recently that he was like the first dude released from NXT UK. Like, yeah, back when they have, and I looked at pictures of him and it was like night and day as to who he is now. I was like, is that the fucking same dude? Like, I couldn't even believe his physical transformation is a joke. Like, it's.
Yeah, no, after COVID and stuff like that, he had time to really figure out who he was and what he wanted to do. And he fucking committed and he went there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to respect it. The other thing I was going to ask you now, I need to ask you about Robbie X, because you're very familiar with him.
Robbie X.
See,
yeah, we love Robbie X, dude.
Do we, though? Because I was getting a real, like, hello, fellow kids vibe from him. I was like, do we think this guy's cool? Is how I was feeling about it.
I think he's super fucking talented. Mm-hmm. I think that he's a bit of a dork.
That was the vibe I was getting. Like, he's got the backwards bullet cap, hat on. Doesn't look like it really fits him well. And it's like, hey, kids, I'm a fucking bullet club guy. Yeah, like.
He's always been a face.
Right.
I've never
so
seen him.
So he's also figuring out what this new persona is as well.
Yes, exactly. Like, he's trying. I've seen him for years. I've never once seen him play heel. I've seen him as the overcoming baby face, like, cheers. And
he's been around for a while. Hey, so everybody kind of views him like, he's our fucking guy. He's been here forever. We want to see it. Like, yeah. He's.
So even when he came out as a member of Bullet Club with Taiji Ishimori as a bad guy, people were just like, no, we love Robbie.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a mountain to climb to be the bad guy.
I have complete trust that he'll be able to figure it out.
Yep.
And you know what? Maybe the War Dogs won't be heels forever. So,
well, I mean, there's definitely that vibe. I didn't want to shit on him too much, but I did want to give him shit so you would defend him. So
that's fair.
That was fun. But yeah, that was definitely a statement by the fucking Bullet Club in that match, because it was a massacre.
Yeah, dude, like, it's so funny because I was hype when I saw fucking Robbie X and the Velocities on opposite sides of the of each other. I was like, oh shit,
yeah,
like, this is something I like.
Yeah, that's gonna be like, crazy. Exactly,
because all three of those dudes are so light on their feet and so fast and so dynamic that seeing them together, like seeing Robbie X across from the Velocities, was fucking. That was a moment for me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's really cool. That's cool. Next one, I just realized I didn't actually watch this match. Somehow in all the things, I didn't actually see it, but it seems to be like L.I.J. versus Honma and Friends. What's going on here? What was that?
Nothing for me, man. I just fucking went and made a bowl of cereal while I was watching this.
Sure. Okay. So. Just a bit of a multi-man tag. I'm sure someone won it.
Yeah.
Yano, is it?
L.I.J. won it.
It's probably... Looks like it's Honma, Yano, Dragon Dyer, and Taguchi, something like that.
Yep.
I'm sure I
like Dragon Dyer, and I like Taguchi coming out with Dragon Dyer, both of them skateboarding, and only one of them's good at it.
I like Honma. I like them all. It's just I'm sure I would enjoy it when I watch it, but I don't know how I missed it, but I did.
I figured this was – because I wanted to watch every other match on the show, and I was like, there's only one point where I can go and, like – make a cup of tea, get a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. Well, I kind of jumped in further, like all the kind of big matches, and then I came back and restarted it from the start. So I must just not have gotten there. All right. Next up was President Tanahashi with Bolton Oleg versus House of Tortures, Evil, and Ren Narita. The rivalry continues to grow.
I actually,
the longest running rivalry, the worst kept secret in New Japan Pro Wrestling, the Tanahashi would versus Evil at Wrestle Kingdom. It's on.
I think this match was so much fucking fun. Mm-hmm. Like the interference and stuff like that from the House of Torture. You know, Bolton almost getting his revenge on Ren Narita right at the end of the match. He's going to fucking hit him with that big kamikaze.
Yeah.
And he gets a fucking nut shot, you know, instead.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the big thing afterwards, of course, is down comes the grip. The grip.
Fucking grip. The world stands still as the grip hits the ring.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to challenge for the World TV. Wait a minute. Fuck, it's Jeff Cobb. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And he's pissed off, too.
He's pissed. Mm-hmm. And Ren Narita cackles and leaves. I was kind of hoping that Bolton would have got in there and started with the shoving, too.
Yeah. Could have been a four. Could have been a four.
A little bit of fun. Yeah. Could be four. I mean, we've got a four-way match that we're building to. Well, I guess we have a four-way match that we're building to later on. We'll talk about.
Yeah.
It could be a four-way match here.
Get them all on it. Get them all on. We will see. Next up was
who do you think's walking out of that one with the Jeff Cobb and Narita and the grip?
I'd love to see in this TMDK era. I would love to see the grip take it. I'd love to see it.
The grip.
The fucking grip. Exactly.
We need a button that just goes, the grip.
I mean, they'll probably, I can record it. I imagine get it on this, like, fucking, which one do I need? I need a fucking, like, I need this one. The grip. That, like that. Yeah. Hell yeah. So, yeah, like, and you can definitely sort of keep everybody safe in that scenario because you could do, like, Jeff fucking drills Ren. He's about to get him and then the grip. Pushes him out of the ring and gets the pin himself.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, and or, so Jeff you know, is still looking strong or whatever, or like, yeah, I don't know. But you could definitely do it and the grip could be the new champion.
Totally.
That would be hot.
Or you could just have House of Torture shenanigans and we continue this rivalry all the way up to Wrestle Kingdom and beyond.
Absolutely. Every day until the day we die. And that's totally fine. Yep. I like Ren, so I have no problem. Next up, what do we have? We had Shooter Shota Umino versus Sonata. Now, we won't talk about the end of the night before we get to it. Let's just look at this match in a vacuum. How do you feel about this? Because on paper, this sounds like Rafe's worst nightmare in a lot of – like, I'm like, this ain't going to be fucking – I kind of didn't mind it, to be honest. Like, I think Sonata's kind of starting to fall into this kind of – he's been a bit of a dick, and I liked it. I noticed it at Royal Quest where,
He was great at Royal Quest.
He was, wasn't he? Like, well, let's not say great, but he was very good at Royal Quest, and though he came in as his face, like the face, he was definitely leaning into the heel because it's like Zach's home crowd. And then in this, he started to do it, and commentary did a very good job of being like, oh, that's not Sonata to fucking throw a dude through bleachers and all those kind of things. So I did think that there was obvious foreshadowing that then goes on to like pay off.
At the time I was watching it, I was watching it and I was like, man, fucking Sonata's playing up the black hat here. I thought they were having Shooter lean in towards that, like I'm the aggrieved dude who's wearing the black hat sometimes, but yeah. I still think I'm a face. And like,
yeah,
I really thought it was a weird dynamic. Of course, you know, like later on in the evening, things really took a turn, but I thought the dynamic was backwards. It turns out, no, it was just a little sign of things to come.
Yeah, absolutely. It may still kind of be backwards depending on how things play out, but we'll work on that. But anyway, it was fine for what it was. I guess it's also worth noting that like, the crowd were kind of into Shooter here. They were happy to see him win over Sonata. So that's worth noting. After that one, we went to TMDK versus Hanare and the Great Okan. How were you feeling about this? Because I was torn asunder here because I love both teams.
I, you know, it doesn't matter who loses because they're both winners in my book,
and we're winners.
Whether it's TMDK or Canare.
Yeah. is that what we're calling them? Canare?
I'm calling them Canare.
I do enjoy Holy Semen Army, but I don't think they're ever going to lean into that.
They won't be leaning into that. Yeah. It would be great though.
Canare.
No,
Canare.
I know that Donna loved it. She was excited to see. Of course, you saw that she was wearing her Ocon shirt today.
Yeah.
If you listen to our sweet spot on patreon.com/countoutpod.
Yeah. I hear all about it.
You know, she loves her Ocon, so she was excited to see him. You know, this is his, what, third time as tag team champion?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, Hanare, after a dozen years going up the mountain to finally win a singles title, mm-hmm. it gets taken from him, and so he ascends another mountain to tag team glory for, like, I would say probably a bigger belt at this point. That's really great.
Yeah. Two premium belts in 1 year. Yeah, absolutely. He's fucking on the come up, and so's Ocon. Question. Ocon is the KOPW title holder. We going to do anything with this piece of shit, or are they going to have a match for it? Like, when does it normally get decided, or is he just going to tuck it in a drawer and never talk about it again?
They'll probably have one more on the, like, at maybe the show directly after Christmas.
Like New Beginning or whatever. Like, they'll just do like a whatever.
No, what is it? They always do a Kurikan show on like December 28th.
Oh, okay.
And so they'll probably have one more there, and then whoever's holding it at the end of the year will be crowned 2024 KOPW.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It'd be real nice.
And then there'll be the scramble stuff.
Could also pick that one up too.
The grip.
That would be really good as well. But yeah. But good match. Everybody won. No losers except for maybe fucking Mikey Nichols' forehead when him and Hanare just fucking headbutt the living. I knew they were going to be psychos, man. Like, they're absolutely unhinged maniacs, the pair of them. And, like, of course they just start fucking shoot headbutting each other and trying to break each other's necks. Like, maniacs.
Silly, crazy people.
I love it.
The best thing ever was the, like, he does the headbutt. He automatically falls to his knees, and there you see Hanare going, like fucking like showing the guns, and so I was like, Jesus Christ, this is amazing.
As fresh blood just begins to leak out of the front of fucking Mikey's scalp,
absolutely explodes.
Yeah.
This fucking guy, brutal. Mikey, what a fucking crazy person.
Fucking does one death match and fucking loses his mind. All right, but yeah, I think. What do you think? Predictions? We do. Brief talk about World Tag League. We're not going into the whole thing. I haven't gone through the whole lineup. We will when we talk about it. But are TMDK in World Tag League, and is this like a road bump, and World Tag League is their road back to the title?
You know, I don't know. I mean, if they're going to keep up with their whole like giving Ocon a giving Hanare a belt and then taking it away a month later, like maybe. But like, I don't know, man, it's fucking wild. I don't know what they're doing. Why would they not want to have TMDK hold the belts all the way through? Mm-hmm. But then again, maybe they wanted to, you know, show a little love for Ocon, show a little love for Hanare, because considering like the great stuff they're doing right now. So
yeah, in it, by the way. So we'll touch base on it, but they are definitely in it. This is fucking sick poster.
I assume they were in it. I mean, they're the best fucking tag team in the planet right now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Why would they not?
Yeah, so might want a break. But yeah, okay, they're in it. Cool. Then we had the Super Junior Tag League final between.
What a fucking match.
It was crazy, eh? Though one thing was so kind of stupid, but the whole match was really good. And that was it was the Ichiban Sweet Boys, Jose Vegeta and Robbie Eagles versus Catch 22, Akira and TJP. Now, before we get into the match, which I think is a masterclass, we've got to talk about the entrance.
How fucking cringe!
You sent a message into our fucking sweet Stiffy's chat with the boys, and you were like, TJP is the most cringe wrestler in the world.
Is he cringe, or is he Dudes Rock? Like, is this cringe or is this Dudes Rock?
I think
it feels cringe.
My reply to you was it the guitar? Question mark.
Because I thought the same thing.
But sometimes I see that and then I think back to when I was a kid, right? And I remember, you know, watching the WWF, and I used to always love the wrestlers to have a prop. Like, I used to love when the wrestler would come out and I could like want to go buy the action figure, and you'd get Barber Beefcake and he'd come with the scissors. You know what I mean? Or Legion of Doom would come with the shoulder pads. Everybody had a prop. And I was like, if I'm a kid watching this, do I think that's so badass? That's the question.
He comes with the guitar. He comes with like the mask. He's got the red eyes.
Oh, did he have the mask on as well? I'd fucking blanked out the mask. Okay, pick one. Be Rockstar or be Aswang. Don't be.
It's too much, dude. It's fucking too much. Calm down, bro. Calm down.
So now he's a guitar playing demon, which kind of sounds badass, but Johnny Depp already did it. So I don't know why.
He looks like he's never held a guitar in his life, which is another thing.
That's the thing. It's like, can you play it? Like, you know, because Tanahashi's already got the air guitar thing sewn up as well. So
it just looked like a purple, like, fucking guitar that you'd get it like out of a Sears catalog.
Yeah. It had some art on it. So it was probably something somebody gave to him or something like that. I didn't get a proper look at it, but either way.
I didn't get a look. I was too busy cringing.
Yeah. But I think it was a misstep to bring it out. But hey, who am I? Either way, good match though.
If it was something that someone gave him, that's fucking cool.
I need the story. I need a full explanation. I need a written notes app explanation from TJP explaining himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked so cringe. Like, bro. And then he had like the sparkly jacket and stuff that he had on as well with it. It's just
a lot.
So fucking 1988.
You know what? I love 1988, and I don't even hate the idea of like the Aswang thing, like doing his own Keishan Liger type thing. That's fine. But I don't think, like, once you've done it and you've broken it out for that big match, I think then you pack it away, right? And then when things get to a fucking level, then it comes out. But at the moment, he's like, now I'm just that 24/7, dude. I sleep in this fucking mask. I'm playing guitar in this mask. I'm skateboarding in this mask. I'm doing it all. Like,
I think also when you
just
look
at editing, a little bit of editing,
who he used to be, the dabbing and shit like that.
He always has, like, when he was in NXT and did that, I was like, has anybody had more poses or moves than fucking TJP? Because he had, like, the fucking dab, then he had the guns went away, and then he'd get up on the thing and he'd fucking do this one. And then he's like, he had so many poses. And I was like, actually, I respect it because he's putting in the work and making himself kind of have these iconic sort of poses, which is great for if you're playing the video game and stuff like that. But again, just a smidge of editing, right? Like, that's it.
Yeah. Less is more, I think.
Less is more.
From our friend.
Fucking great match,
though. Here's the thing. Once he gets in the ring, once the four of them get going, it's phenomenal. And the crowd was loving it.
Yeah.
The crowd was eating it up. When it came down to the closing stretch and everybody's hitting finishers everywhere.
Yeah. I'll probably rewatch it. It was so good.
It was so good. And I never rewatched it. That's going in the notebook as one of the better matches of the year, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What did you think about we don't really break down all the matches and stuff anyway, so I won't really go. I did really enjoy the ending, though. That ending stretch was really good. And in the end, like, the two veterans just grapple it out and Robbie just gets the best of him. I really enjoyed that. In a match that was so fucking fast and high-flying, I love that in the end the best wrestling skill won. I did enjoy that.
What you'd expect, right?
No, not what you'd expect. You'd expect they hit the huge finisher and there's a 20 fucking flips and something happened, but it didn't, and I like that. What did you think about? So they win the Best of the Super Juniors. They earn their title shot, but then now it's a four-way anyway. Because the champions come in and they're like, you know what? We're fucking taking on everybody. Like, do you think that undermines the Best of Super Junior win a little bit?
Because
if you're Ichiban Sweet Boys, you'd be feeling a little bit like fucking chipped. You'd be like, motherfucker.
Why did we even go through this fucking tournament? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We could have just wandered out here afterwards and fucking gotten a title shot anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I think I love the idea because I know the match is going to be fucking fire. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be a great way to kick off
Wrestle Kingdom. I think the match is going to be killer. I've got no problem with the match at all. I'm just saying, in a kayfabe tournament kind of thing, you'd be like, what the fuck? But then I guess their faces, right? They'd be like, we don't care. We beat these losers before. We'll beat them again. Who cares? Like, yeah. That's the attitude, right? Like,
maybe. I think they have a reason to be aggrieved for fucking sure.
Absolutely. I feel like what would be kind of cool is if they touched on it, go, oh, well, if we're all fucking doing it, then that's fine. We'll go into that match and we'll win. But we're not cashing in our title shot fucking for this. We're going in just like everybody else has done, and we'll just hold on to these trophies. You know what I mean? We'll just hold on to them. If it doesn't work out, then we're first in line fucking the next day. Like, we're going two shots at this fucking thing. If we win it, that's great. I'll put it on my mantelpiece. That's fine. If not, just know we're coming again. Like, that's how it would be.
I think that's the best way. Yeah. That's the best way for them to fucking...
That's how you address it, right? It's wrestling. They'll just never talk about it. But, like, that is what you would do, I think, personally.
That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
So, yeah. Well, let's just, again, what a fucking match.
Yeah. Was so good. Congratulations to the guys. Love to see fucking Robbie after all his time and all his effort fucking winning that tournament. He absolutely deserves it. Let's hope Best of the Super Juniors is on the cards for him coming up.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, that would be dope. Next up, we had more fucking junior action in it was the champ Doki versus Master Wato, which is really kind of cool to see this come full circle because, as we know, when Wato debuted as the magical kung fu geek he was, Doki attacked him from behind with a fucking steel pipe. And then look how far our boys have come. Look how much they've grown. The two jokes of the New Japan roster, everybody used to fucking mock Doki, mock Wato. I've been one of them and might be again, but either way, it's very, very cool to see just how far they can come. And it just shows what New Japan can do for people. You know what I mean? Like, you hang in there and really nobody's ever a write-off because the company will keep working with you and you'll get there eventually.
I think this match, it did suffer a little bit from placement because that Best of Super Juniors match was so fucking like fiery.
That's so fair. I think it burnt
the crowd out a little bit for like the first half of the match.
You almost could have had this match between those two tags, right? Like, you could have had that big heavyweight brawler style tag, then these guys picking up the pace, and then we go into light speed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would have been great. But, you know, they do their match placement for a reason. They think they have an order, a ranking order for where belts go. Mm-hmm. That's every time.
And I don't think the guys were like, you were left going, that wasn't good or that struggled. Like, it was still good. Absolutely.
No, it was still very good. Towards the second half of the match, once the crowd really got back into it, they did a lot of work to get the crowd back into it, and I appreciate that. And I think Wato, like, looked a little uncomfortable at first, and then got, like, once the crowd was working again, like, it was when the match started and the crowd was, like, dead silent because they were resting up after this explosion they had just seen, you could tell he was a little like, uh-oh. And then the crowd got into it, and Doki kind of walked him through it a little bit.
Yeah.
And by the end of the match, like, they were going. They were going hard, and I loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
And, like, Wato's looking good, too. Like, his size, you know, reducing the amount of blue, the strikes. I forgot to pay attention to see if he was wearing those stupid gloves anymore.
He did have a glove on. He had the Wato glove on.
Sure, exactly. You can phase that out. But yeah, either way, and even when he turned back up, like, in the suit and things like that, I was like, New Japan doesn't really have this guy. Like, a clean-cut Japanese boy who is a good wrestler. You know what I mean? Because all even
The Grip,
like, has, like, pretty fucking wild hair and, you know, Japanese young
punk. He's a little dirty.
Everybody's got a bit of grime to him and stuff like that, but he's like, I'm here to study wrestling and do a good job. And I like that for him.
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job right now. I think he's come so far. Mm-hmm. Him and Doki together, I thought the match was great. I literally just on the edge of my seat the entire time because I didn't know if they were going to shoot the belt over to Wato.
Yeah, there's no way to know because Doki was kind of felt like an unplanned champion. Like, he felt like Despy had to head out the door and he was like, give it to my homie and let him run with it. Like, and so you don't know what they're going to do. But I think Doki's really proved himself. Like, it's like right now 100%. He's the best wrestler in the division. Him. Yeah, and the fans love him.
This was Wato's hometown and it was 50-50.
Yeah, exactly. That's dope. And I think we're going to talk about it soon in the Tai Chi match, but I think that faction is in good hands, like a good babyface faction when you look at Yuya, Tai Chi, and Doki as the main pillars, like beloved
just
pillars.
Just three guys.
Yeah, just three. Sorry, Taka. Bye. But But I could fucking see Taka going to fucking House of Torture, eh? Just really stick the boots into him and just three guys change it up. But
man.
That was just me. That's based on nothing. I would just like to see that happen. And then make him a really wholesome faction. That'd be cool. Get Watto fucking in there with the lads. Fucking get
him. I'm into that.
Into fucking just, they need to change the name, but just fucking three guys plus Watto, you know? Three men and a Watto.
Three men and a little blue baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. I think.
Oh, you could fucking get Despy in there too. There you go. Despy's got the connection with Doki and Tai Chi and Watto. Yeah. Am I predicting
you're cooking.
They're all his homies.
You're cooking right now.
I'm cooking. I'm booking and I'm cooking. That's how we do it.
Like, there were a lot of people saying, like. There were a lot of people saying that, like, just five guys is, like, done. That's, that experiment is over.
Yeah.
And it's time to, like, saddle up something new. And I think if we can have, like, the El Desperado-led faction, you know, El Desperado and Tai Chi leading a faction together.
Let's stop. Ooh. Let's jump to the next match and let's fucking go into full fantasy booking mode after the next match. So either way, great match from the lads. I love that Doki won. I love
how he won too. The referee stoppage.
Yeah. And the fucking, the young boy coming in having to like hold up fucking Wado's legs to let the blood run down so he doesn't die and shit. Like he sold it like death. And commentary again. I'm like loving Walker on commentary. I think he's
great. And so great.
Chris Charlton is great, but Walker is really fucking good. And yeah, it just love the whole thing. And then Despy comes out and now it's the two boys against each other at Wrestle Kingdom. And if you liked their fucking first match where Doki won the title, forget about that because Wrestle Kingdom, they're going to commit.
Blow the doors
fucking
off. Blow the doors
wrestling
off.
Genocide. They're going to kill each other and it's going to be crazy. Like, cause they're both madmen and they love each other. So it's going to be wild. Next up, Global Heavyweight Championship match, Tai Chi, the fucking people's champion, Tai Chi, versus fucking the rebel David Finlay, the fucking
first things
slayer.
First, all white Tai Chi.
Well, he
went with the white coat and the white.
It was
mask.
Silver. He wasn't quite at full opulence level, but I did enjoy it. I was like, this is a taste. This isn't white on white.
DEFCON fucking 2.
When I saw his face turn around, I was like, I've got to call Curtis internationally right now. It's happening. It's happening. Like, everybody stay calm. And then it kind of panned out. I went, okay, it's silver. And there's like a black pant.
Yeah, so the black trunks on.
We're not there. Yeah. All white Tai Chi. Fucking, it's game over. I'm swan diving off the balcony of my apartment. I've seen it.
Game
it's like
blouses.
It's like seeing an angel in real life where your fucking brain can't comprehend it and it just fucking your eyes bleed and you die. That's what's going to happen to us.
Dawn turns to me halfway through and she goes, I don't think he's singing. I don't think he's actually singing. How fucking dare you?
For starters, he is singing. Yes, the mic isn't plugged in, but he's still committing the fucking the vocal. They could at least add to that prop, like actually put a wireless mic even if it's not turned on the end of that mic. So the fact that it's just like a fucking SM58 with no XLR lead in the back.
With some electric tape on it, that's it.
I was like, bro, can you put a fucking, like a fucking Shure wireless on the end so at least it's somewhat convincing that he's singing it? But either way, ready to kiss, fucking bagger, let's get it. Enjoyed it. He was so good here. I love that the fucking people just like want it for him so bad. Finlay was an absolute beast.
Finlay was so good during this match. Like at one point he like rolls up Tai Chi and like Tai Chi kicks out and he goes, oh, it's my fault. Bad cover.
Ripping on the fans for fucking not giving him credit.
Shit. Oh my god! Or the how many power bombs you want?
Yeah, he's
six.
Fucking
seven?
So good, dude. Like, yeah, he's really fucking finding it now. Then, obviously, I think the match was like really enjoyable. And then, like, obviously, the turn happens right now. Did you? I had had it spoiled for me before it happened. Did you see it coming? Or you also had it spoiled for you, right? So neither of us fucking saw it live. Yeah. So we don't really know. I did think it was executed really well, though. I think it really was. I think, like, I obviously knew I wouldn't have expected it when it happened. And then fucking when it pans out and Taichi's like trying to figure out what the fuck's going on and Sonata's standing
there.
And Sonata's there with that fucking blank, stupid look on his face. And then he just fucking unzips that jacket and the crowd goes fucking wild. And you could see like the video screen, like they caught it perfectly and stuff. And it was like, oh, you rat fuck. And like, you know, this is his best friend. This is the guy that he brought from LIJ. Like, we're going to do this together. He helped him become champion. And then he just fucking, it wasn't going his way. And it's like, time for another shortcut. Like, and fucking, he pulls out Shillelagh to the back of the head and it's fucking over and the crowd's fucking heart breaks. So how do you feel about the heel turn? A, how it was done, and then B, are you positive about it?
I wasn't positive about it at first because I'm sitting there and I'm thinking like, well, this is just either this is a bullshit move and, you know, Sonata doesn't really mean it, or this is just a way for, you know, Yuya to work his way in and get the GHC title or something. At first I was really down on it. Mm-hmm. Once I saw
again,
it executed,
because like me, you didn't see it executed, right? Like, and so you were like, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once I saw it executed, I was like, oh shit, there might be something to this. And then I sat back, I thought about what he was doing at Royal Quest, what he was doing in the match with Shooter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, yeah, this does kind of fit. Like,
yeah.
Okay, if you're going to have like a silent assassin type of character, maybe Sonata's not the guy, but who knows? Maybe he can pull it off.
Yeah. I feel positive about it because I didn't enjoy where he was. I didn't enjoy him in that, like, I'm a threat to be the next champion at any point, like previous reigning champion. Like, I didn't like that, and I don't really want him floating around that area, yeah? And then seeing kind of – being that I kind of don't like him anyway, I feel like all those things that you said, I'm like, a heel kind of works better for him because I really don't think, like, he was working as, like, a bland, no-personality face, you know, that just points to his ear. So – like if you lean into that.
He does this and he does the point.
Exactly.
The ear and the point.
It's all he's got, right? And then all the goodwill really in just five guys is those three dudes that we already mentioned. And especially Tai Chi is like the heart of that fucking thing, right? So you have him do that to Tai Chi. Not only is he a rat bastard for like fucking betraying his friend, then you put all that goodwill like into Tai Chi. And so I hope it's twofold. I hope it finds a spot for Sonata where he isn't unbearable, that he's actually enjoyable as a heel. And that two, we, you know, Tai Chi has been kind of lamenting and not doing much this year. So guess what? Now he's the leader of that faction, or at least he should be. You know, I mean, Yuya will be the ace of it kind of thing. And Finlay's obviously talking about it, but he's the heart of the faction. And I hope it just, though this is a vehicle for Yuya, I hope it leads to like Yuya fighting with Finlay, but Sonata and Tai Chi. And Tai Chi really fucking having that broken-hearted vengeance sort of rivalry with him. I think that'd be really
I would love to see Tai Chi and Sonata at Wrestle Kingdom. Like this breakup has affected me way more than anything Sonata and Evil did.
Or anything Sonata Evil did, anything Sonata and Naito did, any other rivalry he's ever had, like that's how good Tai Chi is. And so you're left going like, oh, he's going to be like this like emotionless fuck and Tai Chi's going to like bring a lot of emotion and it's going to be very interesting, I think. I think he's going to, like he did when they were fucking versing each other, you know, leading into him swapping out and joining Just Five Guys, I think Tai Chi is again going to elevate who Sonata is and help him get to that next sort of spot.
But when do we turn it around and elevate the future GHC champion Tai Chi, white belt Tai Chi?
That would be I just want it so badly, but I think Yuya is headed for that spot. I don't think it's for Tai Chi.
Yeah. All right, then. Yeah. Well, then we'll get IWGP champion Tai Chi. No problem.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. That'll be totally fine. I have no problem with that. That's what we've always wanted anyway.
Oh, Zach versus Tai Chi for the belt?
Let's do it. Let's absolutely.
Techers explode?
Yeah. Let's and that's another one that's in the back pocket. Like,
let's go Tai Chi wins the fucking New Japan Cup and challenges at Dominion.
Let's do it. Book it.
Let's go.
Book it and cook it. Absolutely.
Let's go.
Fuck yeah. Speaking of Zach versus Shingo was the main event.
Was this like the most, like, I knew this was going to be amazing and then it just was. And like, yeah, it's like, okay, it's like, that's what I thought.
It's mediocre excellence. Like, oh, great, another fucking amazing match. Sweet. Like, and like, how do you follow all the drama of that other one too? Like, so they've just got to like turn it out. But then after this match, just when I was like, oh, there won't be any crazy angles or whatever, then fucking this match finishes and there's like a ton of shit goes down. But the match was... It's exactly that. Mediocre fucking excellence in that it was expected excellence. Yeah.
It's the two aces of New Japan Pro Wrestling right now.
Yeah. Showing you how.
And they put on a fucking ace of a match.
Yeah.
And then shit went fucking wild. Please tell us all how you felt about the post-match shenanigans. We can say, oh, 5 stars and blah, 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 blah. We can go over there. Zach and Shingo. I mean, you've watched it. You know you're going to watch it. If you haven't watched
it,
it's fucking
forever.
Zach and Shingo.
It's just the best wrestling. And I love Zach's new Sabre driver. You've been tangoed. Like, oh, it's fucking such a great finish, eh?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, yeah. I love that he's got a fucking heavyweight fucking knockout finisher. He's the most dangerous submission wrestler in the world, but he's been beating people with fucking like a driver. It's sick.
It's sick. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so afterwards, see Shingo out. Thanks, dickhead. There we go. All right. And then fucking, like, Shooter Umino comes out, and the crowd is not having it.
It's simply not on.
It's boo this man is how it goes. And it was very clear that, like, despite, you know, mixed feelings about him, like, they don't want him in the main event, and they knew that's where it was going. They're like, we don't want you as the main event in Wrestle Kingdom. That's what they were saying, right? And it was fucking, it was something to see, and you were left going, wow, dude, that's crazy. And then you're left going, as if that wasn't crazy enough, they have like a mutual respect kind of thing. You go, okay, then cool. No, I guess no fire leading into this. It's just shake of the hands. We're going to see who's the best. Then fucking Ricochet hits the ring.
Fucking
attacks Zach from behind, which I got to tell you, isn't a match I knew I wanted to see until I saw them opposite each other in the ring. And I was like, fuck yeah, I love how different their styles are. I really want to see that match. That's going to be cool. And then Ricochet says, fucking, I want the IWGP and I challenge you for it at Dynasty, which sometimes is a problem for me. Because, like, when I first heard about it, I was like, well, you know, Wrestle Kingdom's the day before. What if he's not the champion anymore? You know, I always get a little bit funny about booking matches, like title matches, after it's happened. But
yeah, so if he came out and said something like, I'm just staking my claim for January 5th, no matter who the champion is.
Exactly. I hope it's you, but if it's not, I'm going to fuck him up. And I think I've since seen a graphic that was like, him and then Sabre both, which they've started to do now, which I do like. That's at least touching on it. You know what I mean? And he hadn't officially announced that Shooter was his challenger. He was like, we'll see. So that happens. He attacks him. Shooter runs in to make the save. Again, crowd not really impressed by this. Then fucking Zach drops him, is fucking trying to go Ricochet, and then Shooter drops him with a fucking Death Rider, which Zach took amazing, by the way, just like a full flip. And then Shooter essentially says that I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to fucking show everybody and win the title, you know, and then off the air, basically. What do you think about all of this? Because the vibes are all over the place, right? Like,
it doesn't feel like this is the match like that they should have been having for Wrestle Kingdom. And I could be wrong, but like it doesn't, I would have thought Zach and Shingo would have been the match for Wrestle Kingdom, but you know, it doesn't feel like the fans are behind Shooter.
No.
So they've got to come up with something. And I think making him a bit spicier is the right way to go. Mm-hmm. Are we looking at the, okay. So the thing is, Zach's got two defenses. Cool. Mm-hmm. Is he going to lose his third defense? And we see this version of Shooter as champion?
No. Like, I mean,
how I think
it's going to go, or how I would do it. I think Zach is going to do what he said, like his three wishes kind of thing for the year. I think he's going to be the first like white guy wrestler to win at Wrestle Kingdom. I think he's going to defend successfully. And I think people want to see Zack Sabre Jr. versus Ricochet on Dynasty. You know what I mean? And I think they want to have that match for that title. So I don't think Shooter's going to win. But the question is, what Shooter do we see here? And I feel like the only kind of way to do it, and it takes balls on fucking New Japan's part because they have to fucking front him up like he is into the Tokyo Dome, a lot of pressure to a crowd that is not going to be fucking happy to see him and do his full turn there. I feel like that's how you do it. And
but if he makes the full turn there and loses anyway.
No, the turn happens after the – how I would do it is I would do the turn after he loses. So what you do is you have the match, you front him up, he's dorky Shooter. Maybe he could have slightly better gear, probably not yet, probably just exactly what he is, another terrible motorcycle entrance, something like that. Comes in, they have the match, it's very good, everybody books the hell out of it, they throw all the whistles out of it, they give a decent main event. He loses, Zach wins, and then you have Shooter essentially turn heel on his dad. Like, I feel like that's the only way to, like, fucking do it, where you have him, like, beat the fuck out of Red Shoes and then fucking Zach chases him off or something.
So that's something you can only do once.
It's something you can only do once.
That's the one.
But it has to be bad. It has to be – he's got to murder him, you know, and maybe even murder Zach. You know what I mean? But Zach hasn't lost the title. And then Zach's going in to face Ricochet injured but still manages to pull it out. You know what I mean? But you have him fucking turn into an evil fuck.
Well, evil Shooter is what we want. It's what we're begging for with all this fucking
I don't think he should be House of Torture either. I don't think it's like he summons in the Goon Squad. I think he becomes something completely different. Something fucking bad and dangerous. Like, I feel like that's how you do it. That may not happen. They may just be like, and it's still Shooter, and then we fucking put up with him, you know, whatever. You know, but I don't think he's going to win the title. And if they put the fucking title on him, that's – I just don't know what that world looks like.
I'm getting worked right now because I'm fucking absolutely piss scared. But we live in the darkest timeline. I don't know if you know that.
We do.
But, like, we do. I wonder if that means that Zach's going to lose the title to Shooter, and Shooter is going to continue with this Shooter where he's teasing being, you know, being a bad guy here and there, but he's still coming out through the crowd, you know.
And it's just like, God, they love a long story. Pants. Eventually we'll be like, that was the greatest wrestling story ever told, but we're going to live through it. It's going to be so fucking hard.
We're just being so worked right now.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can't stand what Shooter is right now. I can't stand it. Because all it comes across is a Nepo baby who fucking fails every time the lights are on.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. Like,
and that's not what he
is. That's obviously the fucking story, though. Because, like, there's no way if they're, like, wanting to push him as the, like, winning future ace, they wouldn't just push him as the winning future ace. You know what I mean? They're making us feel this way, or at least they're leaning into it. Like, because they can do things. They can make him cooler. Like they can absolutely, like it's not real. Like they could absolutely make him cooler, but they're choosing not to. Like they're not throwing the machine behind him. They're putting him in places where people don't think he deserves it for a reason. Like I feel like they're really playing 4D chess while we're fucking playing 3D chess. Like the New Japan booking, they're not fucking stupid. They're not like, nah, it'll be sweet. Like they're not. And like I know that that people are like, you know, he's popular with the women and kids. He's not that fucking popular. You know what I mean? Like he's not selling merch through the fucking world. And plus they have proven that they actually don't give a fuck about that because look at Sonata. I mean, he arguably got the title because he's the best looking dude on the roster and they still eventually fucking had to, you know, do something else with him. So it's like, what is happening here? And I just feel like nothing like doesn't happen for a reason. And I feel like they're cultivating this like smart fan, like fucking, we don't like this dude and like leaning into rumors about him and things like that to turn it into something or at least rolling with that stuff. Like,
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Because if they wanted to fucking, you know, put a young ace in and have him win and beat Zach and stuff like that, you don't book him that way. Like you just don't, you have him winning everything. You have him coming up. You have that, like, he'd feel like Kiyomiya. You know what I mean? Like when Kiyomiya comes, he feels like that. But he doesn't feel like that.
Excellent comparable. Excellent comparable.
But he doesn't feel
because
like that.
Because they're both young dudes.
Yeah.
They're both, you know, handsome and they both have this leg up in the company because Kiyomiya was under Muda.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shooter coming up and his dad's, you know, the main ref in the company is this beloved figure. Like, excellent comparable. And Kiyomiya, like, people are begging for it. They're like, please put the belt on Kiyomiya. Oh, he's been fucked over so many times. We love this guy. Mm-hmm. And then you got Shooter.
Yeah.
You know, and right now that's just that ain't him.
Yeah.
Shooter ain't him, bro.
No, nobody's begging for it. So the question is, why are they doing that, right? Like, why are they not putting him in positions to feel cool? Because they put plenty of people in positions to feel cool and they're not doing it. So like, and I feel like he even knows how to look cool because he has looked cool in the past. So I feel like even his fashion choices and stuff like that, I feel like they got to be intentional. Either that or he's just straight up not a cool person. Like, and I don't think that's the case.
He's got no sense. He's got no sense of it right
at
now.
The moment.
He just comes across as a fucking.
But when he came back, he did have the sense of being it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When he returned, you're like, okay. Like, obviously, he's a little bit rusty and shit like that. You know, like, he's not fully polished, but I can see it in him. And at the moment, it doesn't feel like I can even see it in him. So it's like, so who is he right now? It feels like he's in that transition. Like, and the company loves to do it. Look at fucking Okada with the balloon and the pants. Like, they went out of their way to fucking make him not cool. And like, suddenly fucking Shooter's cut off his cool hair and he's wearing the same fucking Okada pants and fucking nobody likes him and he's like not getting booked well. It's like they've downcycled him. Like, so, and then, but they're keeping him at the top of the card for a reason. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just watch this space. And with New Japan, that space may be Wrestle Kingdom. It might be the next fucking day. It could be 6 months down the line. You don't know. But I feel like that he's not a wash. I feel like they're just waiting to pull the trigger on whatever it's going to be.
Hope you're right.
I hope so.
Hope you're right, man.
I hope so too. It might be copium, but I'm really hoping. All right then. Well,
you really,
yeah.
Hopium.
I am hopium. Copium.
Can we talk about when is Kenny's contract up in AEW? Can we get Kenny back?
We didn't even talk about it. He's like, yeah, fuck. I would give anything to have Kenny back. Fuck yeah. And how cool that Gabe Kidd was the one that fucking attacked him.
Stepped up.
Yeah. Love that. Love it. Absolutely love it. And it says a lot about
Kenny come home.
Yeah. It says a lot about what the fucking company thinks about Gabe, which is pretty fucking amazing. All right, then. Well, let's do a quick speed round on World Tag League. I'm going to run through the teams and we're just going to give our thoughts.
I'll give you a sweet or sour on if I how I feel about them in the tag league.
Absolutely, sweet or sour. Now, the tag league this year, it's
I have not looked at these. I do not know who is in the tag league.
It's big.
I
It's big. There's two blocks. It's quite big. And using the words of Josh from WeWork's Stiff, it's a veritable who's that of News Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, good.
That that gave me a fucking huge pop for him. So let's start with A Block. Now, you will know a lot of these people, but yeah, there's some coming out of the woodwork. A Block, we're starting with Bishamon, obviously. Hiroki Goto, Yoshihashi. Sweet or sour on them being in the tournament.
Sweet on them. Great together.
Okay. Next up, Bullet Clubs, Chase Owens, and Kenta.
Oh, big sour.
Big sour. Don't want them anywhere near those belts again. Jesus.
Yep.
All right. Another debut team. It's going to be Shooter, Shota Umino, and Tomoaki Honma.
Oof. That's a weird spot.
They love feathers.
For Shooter to be in.
They must have bonded over feather bedazzling.
I guess. I'm going to go sour on that one. Mm. We just spent the last 5 minutes talking about how we don't like where Shooter's being positioned. And I think that this is more evidence of that.
I wonder if Honma is the one that can bring out something different in him. We will see. Next up, another debut team. And I think you'll like the sound of this one. It's United Empire, Jeff Cobb and Callum Newman.
Newman stepping up to the heavyweight already.
To the World Tag League, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I mean, he was already kind of heavyweight, wasn't he? Wasn't he fighting Naito and shit?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of bounced between them, but I thought he was going to spend a little time in the junior division.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Before he stepped up. But no, yeah, that's great. I like that. It got one dude who's super powerful and one dude who's fast and speedy. I mean, it's a great combination. Like, feels like tag teams of old, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Next up, another debut team. We're going to see the return of Alex Zane, and he is partnered with X, a mystery partner.
Oh, not Monster Sauce?
No, so this time it isn't Monster Sauce. So he's bringing a mystery partner. Who could it be? Love to see Zane back. I have no idea who his partner could be.
Zane stepping up into heavyweight. Yeah, that sounds like the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
A little bit of intrigue. I'm into it. Let's go sweet on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Next up is LIJ team of Shingo and Tsuji together. That's a fucking
very sweet.
Beefy team.
Very, very sweet. Yeah, let's go. I like that team a lot. Absolutely. That could be your winners right there. Yeah.
Another debut team, and you're going to love this one, TMDK, Zack Sabre Jr., and
The Grip.
I'm taking it back. There's your winners right there. When you're going to see Zack Sabre Jr., the greatest tournament wrestler in New Japan. There's your winners. There's your winners. Calling
so
it.
Fucking good. Another debut team, the last debut team of A Block. You were ready for the Smart Bastards.
This is all still A Block?
This is all still A Block.
Still A Block.
And then we were ready for the Smart Bastards, Gabe Kidd and Jake Lee. Jake Lee's been injured, and this could be why this happened, but it's going to be Gabe Kidd and Sonata as Bullet Club in this block.
So you got one dude who's super fiery and another dude who's
the Mad Skulls. That isn't their name. I just invented that.
Mad Skulls.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like it.
I could do some cool merch.
Can I tell you, though, that Sonata's fucking War Dog shirt's probably going to fuck. It's going to be real hard.
I know it's going to be sick.
It's so sick.
Yeah, absolutely. Loved him in the Aviators and the bleached hair, like the next day, looking so cool. But yeah, that's a fucking strong block, dude. Like, I was talking some shit, but that's actually pretty good. With the exception of Kenta and Chase Owens and Shooter and Honma, I think that's a pretty strong block, right? I'm into it.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm into it. Everybody needs a night off.
Are they going to have Shooter just taking all the L's? I mean, I know that Hanma's probably going to eat the most of those pins, but Shooter's going to be taking L's on his way to Wrestle Kingdom. That fucking sucks,
man. Yeah, he's not going to be a winning. But hey, yeah, it's a choice, right? It's a fucking choice.
It's a big fucking choice.
Like, why?
But the fact that both who are his fucking
he's
friends
got
right
no
now?
Fucking friends, like Tanahashi and ELP. But then that
ELP is out.
You remember ELP's got the he's got a
yeah he's
a,
out
for unfortunate it. Scare like health scare or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, shout out to ELP, dude. Fucking and you know the man cares about his friends when he was like, people don't fucking stress about me. I'm going to be fine. Fucking care about Chris Bay. So Shout out to Chris Bay and to ELP, who are both dealing with medical issues at the moment, and hopefully they'll both be back sooner rather than later.
Yes.
All right, B block. We're starting with United Empire's Great Okan and Hanare. Kanare. Yeah, exactly. The IWGP tag champions.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking badasses. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Another debut team. It's going to be Tai Chi and Taka Michinoku.
That's like saddling a rocket ship to a fucking.
Yeah, it's rough.
You know, rock.
I was hoping it would be him and Doki, but it's like, who do you make lose, right? Like, so Taka said, eat it.
I guess. Doki, like, this isn't an open weight tournament, though, so it can't be Doki.
Yeah.
That should have been Yuya, I think.
But Taka is not heavy.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know.
They are actually called just four guys again, apparently. So.
Tucker's selling them shirts again.
He's like, I've still got a couple of boxes out the back of Just Tap Out. Let me go get them, boys. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah, all right. Then third entry, Team DK, Shane Haste and Mikey Nichols, former champs.
Outstanding.
Yep. Another debut team. How's this one fucking hit ya? LIJ, Naito and Hiromu.
Oh, okay. Is this how we build to Hiromu and Naito at the dome?
That's what everyone's saying. They're asking the question. I ask you another question. Would that be too hot-shotting it for New Japan? And is there a chance this team could do really well and actually just be in a tag team match at the dome? And we're going to go the long way around to that match.
Oh, God, I hope not. Maybe, but I hope not.
Yeah. Maybe it's LIJ explodes. We'll have to see.
Maybe it's just a respect thing. Like, yeah. I've always wanted to face, like, because when they were going to fight at the match that was canceled by COVID, it was just like, we've always wanted to face each other on a big stage, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it could be anything.
That's probably, really. I mean, anybody will pay to see it. So they could just be like, we're going to have this match. Everyone would be like, yay. So we will see. Next up. This is another debut team, bro. You're going to be absolutely pumped on this one. The presidential ace, Hiroshi Tanahashi, teams with Jado.
That was supposed to be ALP.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Fuck, I
miss
ELP.
What's Bolton doing? What's he doing?
Is he just taking his three-man belt and fucking heading off into the mountains?
I'd fucking rather see Yano fucking put on the jacket and quaff his hair again and just fucking do the bebop thing again. So, yeah, anyway, hopefully he doesn't injure anybody. It's a fucking Master Hito.
No,
who cares? Okay, how about this fucking debut team for you? The Natural Classics, Tomei and Stevie Philippe.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who the Natural Classics are?
Were they Aussie boys?
They're Aussie boys, and they were in the Tomashi thing, and they were part of Farley's rogue fucking Bullet Club thing.
That's right. Okay. Yes, yeah. I do know who they are. All right. Yeah.
They're twins. Let's go. I'm pretty sure. Twins are at least brothers, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I do know who they are. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. It took a second. My brain didn't fire.
No, that's okay.
I'm still really upset about Jado.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's very, that's going to knock you around. Turns out I just found those other two men that we were talking about, debut team, Yano and Oleg, together. The look on your face.
Okay. This is wrong. This is all wrong.
Can we put Oleg with fucking Tanahashi and can we put Yano with Jado? Like,
presidential, you know, Eastern European, borscht. Presidential borscht.
Presidential borscht. Writes itself. And then the last team, another debut team representing the HOT, the Hot Boys. It's Narita and Evil.
Yeah, that makes sense. B block is got some good. A block's got the goods, but B block is okay.
B-Block has some high highs and some low lows.
Low lows, man.
I mean, how many lows? Let's run through. We stopped saying sweet and sour. We always fucking forget.
You can guess.
Figure it out. We're not here to spoon feed you. So let's just run them down real quick. So
Sour. Kenta and Chase.
Okay, yes. So Kenta and Chase and Shooter and Homma. So two sours in A. And then in B, the sours were Jado and Tanahashi.
Yep.
Are we sour on Oleg and Yano?
No. It's not sweet.
Just it's not fine. Sweet. It's a savory kind of thing. Are we sour on Taka and Taichi?
No.
Again, savory. So it's not like there's worse ones. There's probably two worse teams in A, but then the ceiling is kind of a little bit lower because there's more mid in B, I think is what we're feeling. Yeah. Like there's a couple of team options that you'd like that Taka should have been with Yuya, but Yuya's injured, right? That would be the hottest team in the world.
Yuya and Taichi would fucking be rolling right now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or if Sonata was still in it, I really thought we were going to see like a fucking Holy Emperor's like fucking Sonata Taichi team this year. But obviously, things
would
change.
Would have been great.
Either way, I think there's some good teams, and I'll be interested and also cool to see like the Aussie boys.
It's weird that they're keeping Sonata and Taichi separate.
Yeah, they're different in different blocks, which means they're saving it up. Like,
But how are they going to build to the? How are they going to build to the match?
I don't know. Some kind of undercard, backstage bullshit, something like that. I don't know.
No, well, maybe backstage bullshit, but not undercard because on the B block, undercard is going to be while Sonata's wrestling on the A card.
Mm. Are they all on the same nights, or are they on different nights?
Well, they won't touch at all because like the undercard for B won't wrestle the overcard for A.
Yeah.
The upper card for A.
Yeah. So I'm just meaning they'll be in the building. Maybe they.
Yeah. So it might be backstage shit, but like, or maybe right after World Tag League, like they can have a little run in or something.
I don't know. But either way, I think it looks decent. The posters look pretty cool. Okan and Hanare is a team, their new promo shot's sick. Have you seen it?
This fucking no, send it through.
Have a gaze. See them in the middle with the mask on and the hood and stuff. It looks cool.
I love that. Yeah. Looking bad, dude. Looking bad. Like bad Let's boys. Go.
Yeah. So there we go. So we've run it all down. We did the damn thing. What was this called again? I don't even know how to say it.
The State of the NJP Double Union.
There you go. That's it. We've done it. Tell the people where to find us.
Well, you can find us on all the social medias at Ichiban Suite. Mm-hmm. You can find Rafe at social medias at Faces Feels Cast. You can find me on various social medias at El Destructo 83. And if you would like, what you can do to support us is subscribe to this podcast, rate it 5 stars, give us a little review. You know what's nice is every time we get a little review for podcasts, it's nice to see those.
It's nice.
It's really fun.
Especially, and I like seeing the stars raise on the old Spotify as well.
It's good times. It's good times, isn't it? Another thing you can do if you really like the show, go down to patreon.com/countoutpod. We've got a $3 American tier, a $5 American tier. And for those amounts, you can hear a bunch of wrestling podcasters from the Count Out Podcasting Network do a bunch of wrestling podcast things, and it's very cool stuff. Rafe's going to have a second show on there in the next year or so. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, fucking strap in for that, but we will see. But yeah, check us out in all the places. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Sorry that we've had so many breaks and things like that, but I got to live my life, homies. I got to travel the world.
They've had episodes.
It wasn't even that big a break. It's fine because we pre-recorded stuff. Fast Show's a good show. Yes. I think that was well done.
Fast Show's a good show.
Absolutely.
Let's grip it and rip it, you said.
I did say it. And I guess what? At that time, I didn't even know Oiwa would become the grip. That wasn't even fucking thing. That was just a saying that I said.
But from now on, it's grip it and rip it.
Yeah, it is grip it and rip it.
Hell yeah.
That's how we do it. Did you tell the people all our fucking sign-offs and everything?
Yeah, I told them the social medias and stuff. And
you did it?
We love you.
We do.
Bye.
Yeah. Well, I have a sign-off. It goes a little something like this. It goes, rate and subscribe, listen or die, spirit of fight, style of strong, sweet cast, Ichiban.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while, covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune in to Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.